Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is me today. We've had Tom DeWeese on 2 days in a row, which is fantastic. We're going to have him back real soon. I'm supposed to visit with him this afternoon about getting some dates set up. I wanted to, as I was going through the mail, and I'm sorry, the emails and the news articles and things that I go through every morning prior to a show, and as we have discussed in the last, many months, I wanted to say weeks, but it's been so much longer, we could even go for a few years with this comment. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. That's coming out of 1 Corinthians 13:13. We're not seeing a lot of love these days. Not in this nation. Americans, who are really one of the most generous people in times of trouble and tragedy, but not in politics. That's a completely different story. I attribute much of the banter to be from lack of knowledge and lack of truth and lack of understanding and certainly lack of love. I will not claim to be innocent of too much mouth, but I hope that beyond the verbiage that I spill out, I at least give you hope, that I encourage you, perhaps with a different insight, and perhaps with a little faith, and perhaps with just knowing we're in this together. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God chose the wise things of the world to shame the strong. That's coming out of Corinthians as well. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in all till afterwards. In other words, he stops and he thinks about what he's going to say. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. That's out of Proverbs. Both of those were out of Proverbs. I fear all too many times that I fall in the quick to speak and slow to think category. But I do always try to hold on to that love of others and, of course, of our nation and God. And you know what? To love others ain't always easy. So as we get started today, sifting through the news, let's guard our hearts, that we shall not be foolish, but lean on truth and wisdom, and above all, lean on love. And it's going to be hard to do with the first article that I have here on the top. And I saw this, and of course, you know, they had the special elections this week, and the Republicans won. The Democrats lost pretty bad. They were trying to win there in Georgia, and they lost pretty bad. Planned Parenthood, who will say we need every last cent for women's health care, that they donated $730,000 to the political campaign of Ossoff, who lost. Now, I want to stop and think about this just a minute. As horrible as that is, let's make it a little bit more real. Over 40% of what Planned Parenthood gets is government funded. In my opinion, any organization who receives government funding of any kind, even $1, should not be allowed to donate to elections or to lobby. Think about that. Your tax dollars, whether you wanted Ossoff or not, your tax dollars went to pay for Ossoff's campaign via Planned Parenthood. You know, there was, if you remember Lila Rose, we've had her on there. She was the young girl that pretended to be a terribly underaged young girl, like 13 years old, and went into Planned Parenthood and explained how she became pregnant, which was a crime, and Planned Parenthood ignored that. And she was taping and recording these conversations. Well, she's she hasn't stopped yet. Bless her heart. So she has phone call conversation, and that little audio is going across the World Wide Web, where a young girl is calling, a young woman is calling Planned Parenthood and asking Planned Parenthood about the options. She's pregnant. What are my options? Do you have any information on adoptions? No, we don't do that here. Do you take care? Do you have prenatal care? No, we don't do that here. We have abortions. Do you have ultrasound? We only use ultrasound during a procedure. Only option they have is death. Abortion. Government funded for women. There is no love in Planned Parenthood. And we need to stop funding it. It's an abomination to this nation and to our God that we would go in, take advantage of these desperate women, and fund it by tax dollars. But then they turn around and they give $730,000 in a Democrat candidate campaign. You know, that's a bunch in a gob of money. CSC Talk Radio would be okay with $730,000 for a long, 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 long time. It's when we see what's going on in this arena, this political arena, it's really quite, I don't know, I wanted to say amazing, but it's not really amazing. It's really quite dark. Very dark. So they lost the campaign. So the Democrats are kind of, you know, licking their wounds a little bit. And the representative Tim Ryan on the Democrat side is blaming Pelosi for this loss. He says our brand is worse than Trump. Well, I'm a little bit disappointed because one thing you could always count on with the Democrats is they stood together regardless how each one was acting. But they're right now, they're like a wounded wolf. The pack of wolves, and one is wounded and they're going to turn on themselves. Republicans have done this for a long time. They were talking last night on Lou Dobbs, and now the Republicans are starting to wake up and see, yeah, Trump's a good thing for us. Look at that. We're still winning. He had a rally last night in Iowa. Did you get to see that? If you did, I'd like to hear your comments on that or your comments on the election. We've been talking about Agenda 21 and property rights for 2 days, so let's shake it up and let's talk about current events today. And tomorrow will be Free for All Friday. But today, let's talk about some of the current events that are going on. The DHS Secretary Jay Johnson made a statement, and I'm going to share that with you, and I think it's kind of telltaling that there's a whole lot of dishonesty going on in D.C. And the as we said yesterday with Tom DeWeese, that swamp is so thick with creatures, you know, it may end up killing itself. But right now, we're in a heap and a gob of trouble in this nation. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades.
My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So we have all this discussion about the Russians and the hacking and all this and that. And the former DHS Secretary Jay Johnson, he's in a hearing, I guess, is what you would call that. It says Wednesday, while testifying before the House Intelligence Committee at a hearing on Russian hacking of the 2016 presidential election, former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said his department offered to help the Democrat National Committee, and the then chairman of that, which was Debbie Wasserman Schultz, we all know how honest this woman is, whose email communications were hacked and released to the public of WikiLeaks, by WikiLeaks. Johnson said the response I got was FBI had spoken to them. They don't want our help. They have CrowdStrike cybersecurity firm. So they're using an outside firm and refused the help of National Security, Homeland Security, or the FBI. So here's a partial transcript, and it goes as follows. King's questioning Johnson, and he says, can you elaborate more on the DHS's connection with the DNC? Was a consultation with the DNC after it became aware of the hacking as to what was offered them, what they accepted? Was there any level of cooperation at all? And Johnson replied, to my disappointment, not to my knowledge, sir. At this, and this is a question I ask repeatedly when I first learned of it. What are we doing? Are we in there?
Are we helping them discover the vulnerabilities? Because this is fresh off the experience, and there was a point at which DHS cybersecurity experts did get into OPM, which is, I guess, the Office of Personnel Management, and help them discover the bad actors and patch some of the infiltrations, or at least minimize some of the damage. So I was anxious to know whether our folks were in there, and the response I got was, FBI had spoken to them. They don't want our help. They have CrowdStrike, cybersecurity firm, and that was the answer I got after I asked the question a number of times over the progression of time. So, my question is, these people knew this, and yet they're part of the ones, whether they have been vocal or have been silent, allowing this Russian hacking to be pointed at the president and his team prior to election. Knowing that the DNC was vulnerable and refused help because they have CrowdStrike Cybersecurity, an outside firm. I'm assuming that's what that is. So Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and I guess they would have this in an email somewhere, denied or refused help. No, we don't need your help. I can handle this job all by myself. Remember that song? So Wasserman Schultz responded with a statement denying that any federal agency ever made an inquiry. She says, at no point during my tenure at the DNC did anyone from the FBI or any other government agency contact or communicate me about Russian intrusion on the DNC network. It is astounding to me that the chair of an organization like the DNC was never contacted by the FBI or any other agency concerned about these intrusions. I'm sorry. She is such a dishonest person. We have caught Debbie Wasserman Schultz in so many lies. Well, I'm sure they didn't want them to see their emails because we saw some of their emails through WikiLeaks, and they were pretty nasty. Pretty revealing of how the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, were colluding against Bernie Sanders. They were making sure that Hillary Clinton had a path to the nomination of the DNC. So, of course, they didn't want others to see that, but we did because of WikiLeaks. And apparently, we're not anybody able to keep WikiLeaks out. You know, that's a cybersecurity. They're hacking in to get this information. It's information we have. We should be disgusted that we have it, but we need to deal with what we have, the truth of what the DNC was up to. So all this is going on, and they're attacking the President of the United States, and they knew darn good and well that they could care less whether the Russians were hacking or not, because they were a little busy doing their own things. So it's just amazing to me at the dishonesty that goes around and what is actually happening with all of the political arena and the hate. And there is so much hate. We don't see love. We just see hate. I have an article here I have to kind of laugh at. Spike Lee and many, many others. They're these doom and gloomers. They really believe that Donald Trump is a danger. And maybe you do, too. Give me a holler if you do. I want to hear about it. 877-895-5410. But you need to have a reason other than you just don't trust him. Spike Lee says the world may not make it to 2020 with Trump, Putin, and Kim in charge. He's a film director, if you'll know. He made an alarming prediction about the future of the planet. When asked if he thinks Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders should launch another bid for the presidency in 2020, Shoot, he says, I hope this nuclear code doesn't get punched. I'm not thinking about 2020, Lee said, who does endorse Sanders, and did. He said, look, you got Putin, you got the other crazy guy in North Korea, and this other crazy guy, Agent Orange, which he's referring to our President of the United States. That's not a good trio for me, my children, or for the world. Now I can see why he thinks Kim is crazy. And we all know that Putin is power hungry, just kind of like the D.C. occupiers. But he really has no. They really don't have any reason to be doing what they're doing to Donald Trump. He's fulfilling campaign promises because the people who voted for him, that's what they wanted. He's trying to remove some of the things that are unconstitutional. I know that he's done some of them with executive orders, which I don't like, but I guess we got to fight fire with fire. Is that what we got to do? I've been studying as I'm preparing. We're going to have special shows for the 4th of July. We're going to have a special on the 3rd and the 4th because I came across some information that I really want to share with you regarding our revolution, regarding many of the founding fathers and individuals that you know nothing about and have never heard their names, that did some amazing things to bring about liberty for you. And in these, while I'm studying, it gets me kind of inspired by the founding fathers. And when I said in my opening that I think it's a lack of education and knowledge and understanding, it's exactly what I mean. They don't understand what this nation was designed to be, what those founding fathers and their children were fighting all about. So they make a statement, and of course he's a Bernie Sanders supporter. Bernie Sanders is a communist. He's admitted that he calls himself a socialist, but they believe not in a republic. They do not believe in a constitutional republic where the people are in charge. They believe in redistribution of wealth, unless it's theirs. Bernie Sanders lost. Bernie Sanders was treated badly. Bernie Sanders was disgraced, insulted in emails by Debbie Wasserman Schultz. But he was compensated well later. We're going into a break. So Spike Lee, he's the little chicken little that's screaming the sky is falling and we're not going to make it to 2020 because President Donald Trump has the nuclear codes. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. The last 2 days we've talked about property rights. I want to go back and visit. There's been some decisions made. Remember the big catastrophe the EPA did with all the orange water? We're going to talk about that just a little bit. 877-895-5410. We will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. We have talked lately, the last couple of days, and then last week when we had Tom DeWeese on talking about Agenda 21 and the BLM and the EPA and what they're doing. Well, you know, the EPA messed up. Do you remember that? It's been, oh gosh, when was that? It was in 2015. The EPA breached a Colorado Gold King mine in August of 2015, resulting in an estimated 3 million gallons of toxic pollution being dumped into a river that provides drinking water for people living in three states and the Navajo Nation. The pollution turned the river water yellow for days after the initial dumping. And, I mean, it was horrible, horrible, toxic. Well, officials inadvertently breached this due to a misjudgment. But they didn't violate any standards of the level of care, since none exist, what the EPA's inspector general said in the report. So I guess the EPA doesn't really have a standard for the level of care for themselves. So there was an independent, so to speak, investigation, so to speak. The Bureau of Reclamation report stated that there was an urgency to start digging out the plug, which implied the EPA was intentionally opening the mine on August the 5th, 2015. The Inspector General report said, citing a portion of the report by Olson, Our work shows the EPA was not attempting to open the mine the day of the release. The EPA arranged for, but did not direct, the Bureau of Reclamation staff and peer reviewers conducting the external assessment that the EPA requested. Lovingood said in the podcast, EPA officials ensured the EPA did not control the Bureau staff or the peers reviewers because the EPA limited its interaction with them. Limited. It didn't say they eliminated it, just limited it. Anyway, they were found not guilty of any wrongdoing. Now, of course, we don't want them to pay a fine because they have taxpayer dollars anyway, so who are they going to pay? Except the people there needed to be compensated. All of those needed to be compensated. And I'm not sure that they were. I don't have that information in front of me. But the EPA was found that they did nothing wrong. But had that been someone else, oh my. Oh my. They'd have never seen the light of day again for destroying Mother Earth, for upsetting the balance. The EPA had really no business doing what they did. And that community paid for it dearly. Not only was that their drinking water, it's also a tourist area, and they lost a lot of that. There was no one allowed in there, so they lost it. So the revenue in the area and the drinking water had to be brought in from somewhere else, I guess. Can you imagine? I don't know if any of you saw the pictures of that, but it's just astronomical what that river looks like when the EPA got done. It was nasty. Nasty looking. Well, what do you think? I know many of you have said that Mueller should be fired. And the DNC, the Democrats have already warned Donald Trump that if he fires him, they're going to immediately begin impeachment proceedings. Well, they really have no reason. They have no cause for that because he has every right as a president to do that. Might I suggest, now I'm not a lawyer, I'm not an attorney, I'm not any of those things, but might I suggest instead of firing Mueller, they just disband the council. Because after the hearings, it was obvious that this was not necessary. And now that the council is seemingly, and it's, you know, we're listening to all the echoes out there of mainstream media and even Fox. I mean, we're hearing all these things that come from sources unknown, that they're investigating something else, and they're investigating something else, and they're looking into something else, and not the Russian hacking or the Russian collusion. So after the hearings, and even with what Comey's testimony said, and the others that the president never asked them to stop investigating, disband the council. It's not necessary. It's not needed. We call them layoffs. The American people are getting kind of used to them. But the Democrats, they're squealing once again. And they're going to immediately start impeachment proceedings. Immediately. I don't like to call him Caitlin Jennings, but he, you talk about a crazy nation. Just look at us. If you're on the outside looking at the America now, looking at this nation, the United States of America, what do you see? You know, the old saying, a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off. We're running around spouting this and clucking and clacking and just carrying on. And we're soon going to just drop dead. Well, I guess Bruce Caitlin Jenner, I guess his competitive spirit came out in him. And he's made a smart aleck remark regarding the shooting that took place here a little over a week ago now, and said that that liberals can't even shoot straight. Well, I suggested we not encourage target practice. But it's really not something we should jest about, this shooting, because it's terribly, terribly serious. Although we have a professor who says that the EMTs that came to the rescue there, they should have just let the guy die, meaning the senator. Can you feel the love? Do you understand why I was thinking we don't have any love in this nation? A Connecticut college is facing national outrage after a professor posted a series of Facebook messages attacking white people, along with a link to an essay that suggested his responders to last week's congressional shootings should have just let the lawmaker with a colorful word die. Should have just let him die. Trinity College professor Johnny Eric Williams also reportedly shared an essay posted on Medium that included a photograph of Majority Leader Steve Scalise titled, "Let Him Die." But that's not the words here. I can't say them because I'm too much of a lady to say those words. The anonymous essayist opined that the Capitol police officer should have let Representative Scalise and other Republican lawmakers die in last week's ballpark attack. Saving the life of those that would kill you is the opposite of virtuous. And he repeats himself, "Let them die," with an explanation in the point in the middle there, and smile a bit when you do, for you have done the universe a great service. This is the nasty people. What has Scalise done, or any of the Republicans done, that deserve this kind of hate? Now, I dislike their unconstitutional things that they do, and the fact that they're corrupt, and the fact that we have this bureaucracy like EPA. But to want, even if, you know, I'm not a Nancy Pelosi fan, but I would not wish something like this on her. This is beyond nasty. These are death threats to elected officials and to you and me. This is absurd, and he needs to lose his job. He needs to be fired for poor judgment. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99.
stores. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free. 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have a couple of books here that we mentioned with Tom DeWeese. A Short Course in Global Governance. And I sell these for $7.50, and it is by Henry Lamb, and it explains exactly, I read a little paragraph from it yesterday to you, explains exactly what's going on. And then I have several of those, and I only have about four or five left of the Confronting Earth Summit Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio. It tells you the truth of what Agenda 21 is doing. I said in the monologue when I opened up, I fear that the biggest problem, we're all hollering back and forth at one another, is we don't have knowledge and education. People will tell you that Agenda 21 is a conspiracy theory, but it's not. It's very real, and you can go on the internet and, you know, Derry Brownfield used to say, it's not conspiracy, it's in black and white, it's actually happened. Go read it. It's not a conspiracy. So if you'd like to have these, they're $7.50 a piece, and that's to help pay for the shipping. They're little pamphlets, they're little booklets. They're about, let me see, the Global Governance is 40-some pages, and the Agenda 21, and you've heard me advertise this before, it's 32 pages. So they're little booklets. They help you learn. I'm going to say, if you have some homeschoolers, that maybe that would be helpful to kind of see what's going on in the world. So I wanted to let you know that I do have those. And also, I need to ask you, if you have ordered anything recently from me and not received it, please call me in the office and let me know, because I'm having issues with my website and the store, and I'm not always, I think it all works fine, but I'm not getting all the messages from it. And that could possibly be my fault. I don't know. But I know that I'm not receiving all the messages when somebody places an order. So if you've placed an order recently and you've not received, now give, if you just did it yesterday, you can't receive it yet. And I haven't received anybody's messages yet that I have seen. But I'm getting 200 to 300 emails a day. And so it's hard to sort it all out. So if you have ordered something online and you've not received it, and it's been several weeks, please call me in the office. Here's the office number, 573-796-2166. 573-796-2166. Okay? Just wanted to let you know about that. We have Skits from Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
Fine. Two books that are really informative on the subject.
Okay. Are you going to sell a book, outsell what I've got right here?
No. one is it's entitled Behind the Green Mask.
Yes, I know of that.
By Rosa Corey. The other one is Global Tyranny, One Step at a Time by William Jasper.
Okay. So you are going to sell a book over the ones I just mentioned. you're going to deny me $7, excuse me.
No. You like to do research and find
I do. And I don't have the one, but I think I have the other. I have a couple of them that are the Sustainable Agenda, and there's lots of good books out there. These are pamphlets, though, that are real quick reads, and they're real easy.
That's fine. I'm just trying to add to the mix and
add to the mix. That doesn't bring any revenue in here though, so I do appreciate
You will have revenue.
Thank you.
You're all right. Fly twice. It's a long way to wash.
You betcha. Thank you, Skits. I just have to chuckle. Those are good books. He was mentioning they really are good books, but I don't have them here. So you'll have to go to Amazon or to the bookstore or somewhere else to get those. I do not have them here. Fox News has stated that the department is investigating Clinton, that they could pull her clearance from her. She has security clearance. And I'm wondering why she has top security clearance right now, because she hasn't been in office for a long time. And we already know that she got hacked. We already know that she illegally had a second server. So why on earth would they give this woman security? And why would anybody, after they're out of office, have security? That doesn't make any sense to me, none whatsoever. Just thought I'd throw that out there. I have an article here that's very heart-wrenching and upsetting as well. I'm not going to read it to you. It's from Michelle Malkin, so you can find it online. It's The Double Murder of Otto Warmbier. And this is the young man that was abused and murdered by North Korea. She explains in here, which is another reason that I was talking about at the beginning of the monologue, at the beginning of the show, about love. When this young man was taken hostage, the left, the progressive left, oh my, they crucified his person. They crucified his character. He did make a mistake. It shouldn't have been punishable by death and beatings. Rumor is that his brain was burned completely up because of too much truth serum injected into him. But the hate that went out from the left about this young man, and, you know, even I heard that the president at the time had scolded the family and scolded him for even being over there. Well, it's not a good place to go. It really isn't a good place to go, and I wouldn't suggest anybody go tour North Korea right now. Wars and rumors of war are what we're seeing, And I'm not just talking foreign. Studying our founding fathers and getting into the person of certain characters. I don't want to blow it, but I'm going to talk about different things on July 3rd and July 4th, and I'm putting them all together now. Their vision that they had for a nation and the future of their children was about love. It was about freedom and independence. What is the vision right now politically in this nation? Do you hear much about love? Do you hear much about freedom and independence? Or you hear more about national health care and government's got to do this and the government's got to do that and the bureaucracy is coming down on us? Go back and read or listen to the Declaration of Independence and see that what we fight now is exactly what our founding fathers were fighting then. A constitutional republic, if you can keep it, and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.